Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. 95.1 The One at AM 1080. Jimmy LaRue on a beautiful Saturday morning, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It is fantastic. It's unreal. Sunny skies today, a high of 75. It's just going to be gorgeous. Tonight, clear skies, cooling off to around 54. Tomorrow, sunshine for Mom's Day. Happy Mother's Day, you mothers. And a high of 85 tomorrow. So I'm already hearing it from people. Oh, my God, it's too hot. Turn the air conditioning on. My goodness. People, come on. Seriously, really? Come on now. Chill. Sunshine on my soldiers. On my shoulders? On my soldiers. On my shoulders. Make us happy. Let's rejoice on that whole situation. For tomorrow night's clear skies, cooling off to around 58, and then sunny skies, a high again, 85 for Monday. So the past week and this week looks like it's pretty good. Maybe some showers in store for Wednesday. So get your stuff all situated in your garden and whatever, whether it's your vegetable garden, your flower garden, or your hemp garden, or whatever garden it is you're growing these days with silver bells and cockle shells, as they would say, and enjoy it. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. It is absolutely fantastic. The sun is shining. It's just a minute or so after 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. It's 64. Wow. Something to just rejoice about. We've got some breaking news coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. Big, big news for the Northfield Raiders. And it was just presented to me last night. And we're going to have one of our guests on this morning to talk about it. It is, it's been a long time, a long, 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 long time. Big history for the Northfield Raiders. We're going to have that headline, breaking news, coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's find out what's been going on with the Raider school's activities and events, scores and highlights with the Raider scoreboard. This morning, we are brought to you by Grant Selko. Grant, what can you tell me about this past week's events?
Good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome to this week's Raider Wrap. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and you are listening to the scoreboard. The boys lacrosse team started their week on Monday with a game at Rochester. They already played them once before, in which they won an overtime thriller 10-9. This game was a lot easier for the Raiders. They won their contest 8-3. Their next game is today versus number 7th Lakeville North at 3:30 in Memorial Field. On the girls lacrosse side, they had one game this week versus Rochester JM on Thursday at home. After the Raiders came out to a 5-2 lead at half, the Rockets started crawling back. The Rockets took the lead within 1 minute left. The Raiders couldn't come up with a goal to tie, and the Raiders lost this heartbreaker 9-8. The baseball team had a big week this week with 4 total games. Their first game was home versus the Orono Spartans. After keeping the Spartans scoreless, they pulled away with a 2-0 victory. Their second matchup was versus the Austin Packers. This game was competitive throughout. The Raiders had a 2-1 lead, but after a 3-point inning by the Packers, they took this one 4-3. On Thursday, the Raiders hosted a doubleheader versus Winona. The Raiders took care of both games, with the first one being 11-1 and the second being 3-0. The softball team also had a huge week with 4 total games. Their first was on Monday versus Apple Valley. The Raiders won this one pretty easily with an 8-3 final score. Their second was versus Casson Manorville. They shut out the Comets in this one and won the game 8-0. They also had a doubleheader versus Winona and beat the Windhawks both times, with the first one being 11-4 and the second one being much closer, 3-2. Both track teams had their true team meets this week on Tuesday. Both teams competed very well at this meet, and some of the highlights being Stephen Feig and Savion Severson getting second and third in the 100, Micaiah Patrika winning the 16-meter, Micaiah also taking third in the 800-meter, Stephen Feig getting third in the 200, Anna Forward getting a 3 in the 2-mile, and Stephen winning the pole vault by 6 inches. That's it for this week's scoreboard on the Raider Wrap. You are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Your business is a vital piece of the Northfield area economy, and the economic health of the business community is vital to your business. Stay connected by becoming a member of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you forge relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and make strong connections with other Northfield business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our economy, and they want to help you stay connected. Go to northfieldchamber.com, sign up, and take your business to the next level.
Well, how does that make you feel this morning, Mike?
There you go. Love that. Love that tune.
That might be. Is that going to be the last time you're going to hear that tune, then, my friend?
Oh no. Well, I'm spectator number one.
Spectator number one, ladies and gentlemen. With breaking news this morning, Mike LeCroft has decided to retire after 11 years for the Northfield Raiders. Yes, this is true. I'm not making this up. He is the most winningest coach in history. Congratulations, Coach LeCroft, Mike. Wow. Just announced your retirement, my man. How's that feel?
Oh, bittersweet, you know, in a lot of ways. High school hockey has been a big part of my life since I was, playing way, way, way back when, but also coaching for the last 20 years, 11 as the head coach in Northfield. And, it's always a hard decision. You know, the being around the players, being around the rink, there's just something about that that's very invigorating, keeps your juices flowing, the competition, the camaraderie with the coaches and players. And so that's going to be a tough thing to miss this fall and winter for sure.
So over the state tournament, when you guys are down at the XL Energy Center and you took the consolation championship, I know that I had seen one of your children there. Would that be any part of the decision that you made?
Oh, for sure. You know, as my kids are getting older and more active into sporting activities, my son's very avid into hockey and, you know, wanting to be part of that, wanting to be able to be at games. We have a new enterprise opening at my work that is going to be incredibly time consuming. And so I'll have to be part of that, which is typically my responsibilities at work have really softened once the end of the golf season happens. But with this new enterprise, it's going to be a 12-month thing, which is great. It's exciting at work, but that and family and just was the right time.
Well, you are the fastest winningest coach to 100 wins for the Northfield High School Raiders, and you are the most winningest coach with over 200. What did you end up with? Was it 200 and what would it be, about 210, something like that?
I think the final total was 209.
Okay. Does that include the playoffs as well?
Yeah, that would be all games, all regular season and postseason games.
So it wasn't the state title, but it was consolation. You had to be pretty excited about that overall season last year.
Yeah, I mean, we've continued to make steps forward. We've continued to strive as a program to consistency, which is really, kind of been the thing that's been happening over the last four or five seasons. And, ultimately the goal is to win the tournament. Getting there is certainly a huge step, but now next steps for the program are going to be, to win the tournament. And and they're right there. You know, the team coming back next year is absolutely loaded. There's great kids coming up from Bantams. There's great kids coming off the junior varsity that are going to be impactful. The returning players, you know, there's a lot of returning talented players, so there's great depth. The schedule is great, so the boys will, you know, have great competition and hopefully can take it a step further than we did last year.
Well, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you got a couple of things. The two things that I, and this is probably, this has to do with their upbringing and just the character of the athlete as well. But 2 years ago, Jake Geiger won the award, the State High School Award, the Herb Brooks Award, at the state tournament, even though you guys lost two straight contests, and he still ended up being the Herbie Brooks winner. And now his younger brother has been selected to the under-18 U.S. Hockey team. And that in itself, I don't know, it's character of the athlete, but something tells me there's some character with the coach and maybe the motivation or the mentorship or something along the line. I don't know, man. Do you take any credit in any of that, Mike?
Well, no credit for the quality of player that both of those two individuals are. You know, two uniquely different players. You know, Jake was just a, you know, do it all, both sides of the ice, you know, type of player. Not big in stature, but big in heart and determination, and, you know, played his tail off. Ben is, you know, crazy talented and has really hit a growth spurt and, you know, just a really, really great decision maker on the ice and highly skilled player and super motivated. And so you embrace that. All of our coaching staff, you know, embraces with both those two players, but there's been a lot of really talented players, and at the end of the day, you know, that's what, you know, helps the outcome of success is the quality of the players. You know, I think maybe we've changed the culture a little bit, and the expectation has risen. I told the story many times that when I first started, the team goal was to get to the Rochester Rec Center, which didn't mean anything to me at the time because I didn't really know what that was. But then finding out that was basically the second round of the playoffs, I thought, boy, we can accomplish more than that. And, you know, now every year the goal is to get to the XL Energy Center, and the goal going forward hopefully will be to stay at the XL Energy Center and continue to win games in that environment. So great players. We've been blessed with great players that have made the difference, and certainly Jake and Ben are two of those for sure.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4 years to the state tournament, that's pretty impressive for this Northfield High School hockey team. And like you said, there's some good expectations out in front of us here. And so when you look back at that, what would you say that your legacy would be? Is it just the wins, or would there be something when you reflect on that? Is there anything that you look back on your at least you wish that people would remember for your legacy?
I think consistency is really, you know, it probably took a couple years for us to kind of get our footing and, you know, start to be a consistent winner. Northfield hadn't won the conference since, I think, 1987. You know, we've won 6 of the last 11 conference titles, including 4 in a row. You know, as you mentioned, we've been in the state tournament 3 years in a row. So we started to develop some consistency in the program, you know, and, the mentality of winning, the compete level has risen. Along with that, the schedule has really developed, you know, consistently playing top 10 teams, being a top 10 team, you know, throughout the year. those things have all, you know, kind of come hand in hand. And so as the quality of games, you know, has improved, so has the quality of the compete level of the team. And so those types of things, you know, we're certainly proud of as a coaching staff that we've been able to be a small part in helping those things develop. And again, going forward, you know, like I said, there's a great group of young players coming back for next year and high expectations for sure.
If you're just joining us this morning, we have breaking news. Mike Luckraft, the head coach of the Northfield Raiders hockey team, has stepped down as head coach for the Northfield Raiders. He'll be moving on to bigger and better things. If you've got a question for Mike, I got to have you send it to studio@kymnradio.net. Send it over real quick. We'll see if we can get him on the air. He's only going to be on the air for a couple more minutes. But if you've got a question for Mike, give me a quick email. studio@kymnradio.net. We'll find out how many people are actually listening to this program. Mike Luckraft, surprisingly enough, 155th pick in the eighth round back in, what was it, 1985? The Detroit Red Wings. You were, you were drafted.
Yeah, that is a, that is a long time ago. But I do remember that. That was... kind of a unique thing. Again, times have changed a little bit in that arena, but yeah, it was certainly a fun time for sure.
You came off of the high school, you came out of Burnsville, you guys won the state title, you were drafted 155th overall in the eighth round, and then you went on to the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers. You played for two seasons there. The first season, I don't think you got on the ice. Were you just redshirted that year?
I played one game. Super strong, program, very strong team, had been to the Final Fours a couple years in a row. I played one game my freshman year, played more my sophomore year, but got hurt about halfway through maybe the first third of the season. Had a knee injury that kept me sidelined for a while, during that sophomore season.
If I'm not mistaken, you had 2 points. You had two assists that season. You played 10 games, if the stats are correct. Oh, by the way, the stats from the U of M say that you didn't play that first game that first year. Just an FYI. Just throwing it out there when we talk about legacy.
No worries. Okay.
So that injury sidelined you, I believe. Was that your deciding moment? Was that the decisive moment when you said, you know what, I'm heading to the links?
Yeah, part of it for sure. I think players are impacted differently in different circumstances. It was a little more common for high school players to immediately go to that collegiate level. That certainly is a big jump. You know, you're going from playing back then, which was about a 27 game schedule, to a very intense everyday practice, weight training, off ice training, a different element of school. And then of course the traveling with hockey. So, that's a big adjustment, a big change. Now a lot of high school players end up a year or two in juniors just to get acclimated to that environment before they make that jump to collegiate hockey or to junior or to high level juniors. So it was just different back then. It was just a different path to try to get the next step. And so for me, it was, felt like, again, the right time to step away. I, have always been an avid golfer and kind of started my career at that point in golf. Took it from there.
You talk about this new deal going on at work. Is that something you can share at all, or is that just something that's in the works that they're doing?
No, the building is 90% up. And so we're building a facility called Launchpad Golf, which is basically a smaller version of Topgolf. It's a 40 hitting bay, 12 month out of the year, indoor outdoor golf facility. It's being built right on property. As a matter of fact, the poles, the netting poles went up this week. So it really has, a huge visual impact now. It's right across from the golf course where I work and just across from Mystic Lake Hotel and Casino. And so that's going to have a pretty heavy impact on what I do in the off season, and really drove a big part of this decision to step away from coaching.
Right. So then what are you going to do? during the winter months, where am I going to get all these cliche answers? When I come into a hockey arena and you're like, hey, coach, what do you expect tonight? Well, good defense, stay out of the penalty box, and shoot and score. I'm going to miss the cliches, Mike. What else are you going to do? Raise your children, I suppose.
Well, I can. Yeah, that'll be part of it. I can walk you through the dynamics of a golf swing if that works for anything with with your pregame broadcast for sure.
Well, anything will help my golf swing. I can tell you that. It doesn't matter. So that's all good. But I just want to thank you for your cooperation throughout the years. When I took over as a broadcaster doing the hockey play-by-play, you were very congenial and was always open to taking conversations. Pre-game, you're always very, very good to us and, you know, never a problem getting a hold of you. And you were always very open about a lot of different things that we talk about when we talk about injuries and different things like that. And you're always good about getting on the air and coming on the air and being a part here so we could share some of the experiences with the fans and the community with the Northfield boys hockey team and the way they've developed and the way it continues to grow. And now we've got a new arena on the way and different things like that. But on behalf of myself, I will tell you that it's been a pleasure. It's been fun. And it's been entertaining, and I really do appreciate the fact that you, as professional as you are, that you're always there for KYMN and for Jimmy LaRue, and we certainly appreciate that, Mike. We wish you nothing but the best of luck.
I appreciate it very much. You know, it's an honor to coach high school hockey in Minnesota. You know, it's the impact that it has, and just the you know the support we've gotten from the parents, from the administration. Our Blue Line Club has been so impactful. And of course the players, I can't thank the players enough for that. You know, over 11 years, you coach a lot of different players, you know, amazing kids up and down that, you know, that give so much to be part of it. It's such a big deal in this state. And then of course the coaches, you know, the coaches that I've coached with, you know, I've been really fortunate that Scott Cloud was with me the entire time and Charlie came on 8 years ago. So in my 11 years, you know, we've had a really tight-knit group. Nick Cavernmo has been with us the last couple, Zach Bohar, but, you know, Corey Miller and John Paulson and Mick Schofield and some of those guys that have been so integral in developing Northfield boys hockey in youth and in the high school level. Everyone and working with you guys has been great. It's it takes a village, as they say, you know, but we've had some team success, which has been really fun, and they're going to have success going forward. That new rink is going to be really impactful for developing players, and so it's been amazing. I like I said, it's bittersweet, but I'm super proud of being able to be a coach in Northfield and being a coach of high school hockey. So thanks to all of you.
Well, as of right now, you are the winningest coach in the Northfield High School hockey, second only to John McNamara. And again, what can I say? Just it's been fun. It's been real. Thank you so much, Mike. Good luck to you in the future, and we wish you all the best. And yeah, who knows? Maybe you'll see me out there at the old launch zone because I need all the help I can get.
And no worries. We'd be glad to have you. Thanks, right. Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Mike Luckcraft, former head coach of the Northfield Raiders. I got to be honest with you. We've talked on again, off again throughout the season last year, and I kind of winked at him and hinted at him and going, what's up, bud? Is this the end? Is this the end? And he just smiled and he wouldn't say anything, you know. And then even then when he notified me that he had stepped down, it was still kind of a shock to the system. So it's going to be different up there on the bench watching the boys hockey team. But like he said, he's got Scott and Charlie on the bench there. Hopefully we'll see who takes over. There has not been an assigned that I know of. There has been nobody hired at this point. It's just kind of transpired throughout this past week. So we'll see how it goes. We'll give it a little bit. We'll let it tame down by the weekend. It is Mother's Day weekend, so we'll let kind of things simmer themselves just a little bit here today. But we'll take a break. We'll try to come back. We'll try to see if we can get Tyler Balow on the phone. If we can't get Tyler on the phone, we've also got Janet Smith from the track team coming in this morning. And like I said, we'll try to get Tyler Balow, but we also have Nora Cordium, who will be on the program for Meet the Raider this morning as well. So lots of events. Didn't get any emails. So begs to wonder, is anybody listening? Makes me wonder. If you'd like to hear something, if you got a question, whatever, send over an email. If I don't get any emails today, I don't know. Are they paying me for nothing? Well, find out. studio@kymnradio.net.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders. I want to take a moment today to reintroduce you to our Bluff View neighborhood. We are excited to let you know that in 2025, we are in full swing. We've completed the first 10 homes and it's turning into a great neighborhood within our community. We presently have 4 homes for sale that are in various stages of completion, including our model home that is available Friday through Sunday each week. The best home sites always sell first, so come today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Island Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, I'm Adam Steffel, president of NCC Builders. Is your kitchen feeling cramped? Is your bathroom outdated? Or maybe your basement is just wasted space? At NCC Builders, we specialize in transforming homes to meet your needs, whether it's upgrading your kitchen, turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat, or converting your basement into a functional living space. We're here to bring your vision to life. Let's start planning your remodel or new build today. NCC Builders, transforming homes and building dreams. Visit nccbuilders.com.
The expansion was complete. Sarah walked through the newly renovated workshop, the hum of upgraded equipment filling the air. What once felt like an impossible leap was now reality, thanks to the team at Merchants Bank. From financing new machinery to managing cash flow, they worked with her every step of the way, making sure her business had the tools to grow. As a trusted partner, Merchants has helped businesses expand, invest, and move forward with smart financial solutions. Merchants Bank, fulfilling dreams since 1875. Subject to approval.
Check out KYMNradio.net for show archives. Listen to your favorite shows from your computer or download the podcasts and listen to KYMN anywhere, anytime.
Welcome back to KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080 for this week's edition of the Raider Wrap. Joining me this morning is going to be the head coach of the track team here. One of the track teams, anyhow. We got Janet Smith sitting in the studio. We got Tyler Balo traveling down the highway. I don't know if he's driving or not, but he's going to be talking here very, very shortly. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How about yourself?
Good.
I am listening to the radio and... You have at least one listener.
Perfect. Thank God. But you didn't email me, man. All right. Sorry. But you are en route. You've got your own personal. It's a Saturday morning, whatever. You've got some personal plans you're heading for and enjoying them opportunities. But quickly, we haven't had a chance to really talk much about the track team this year. Tell me what's going on. How's the team performing? And would you? How many kids are in the program this year? And how are they? How's it all shaping up?
Yeah, this has been a really good season so far. We've had a lot of individual success and looking forward to trying to build some of the team relays and things like that and see how we can perform down this final stretch of the season. But we just finished up our true team meet this week, section true team meet. And then 2 weeks ago we had a Hamlin elite meet, which was kind of been two of the bigger highlights of the season so far. Otherwise, our Big Nine triangular schedule has been going well, and we've been trying to, you know, keep working at developing relays and finding who can compete at that conference and section meet for individuals later on in the season. But we are a big team. We got 95 guys out this season, and that's been a blessing to help our depth and just, you know, have a big team, lots of camaraderie. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a really good season so far.
When you get a team that big, I mean, when you go to these varsity track meets and stuff like that, whether it's a dual or a tri or, you know, big type of invitational, does everyone get to participate? Does everyone get to score? I mean, you fill them in where you can.
Yeah, it depends on the meet, but these, like you said, duels or triangulars we have against conference schools. We get two or three varsity athletes, depending on the meet, and then everybody else competes as JV. So beautiful thing about track and field, if you come out for the team, everybody competes. Everybody's chasing their own personal records and personal bests. And so it's great for goal setting and motivation and camaraderie. Everybody contributes in their own way, and you don't have to be the superstar to still get recognized. If you're having the best race of your life, we're gonna shout that out, and your teammates are gonna have respect for that. So it's a really fun atmosphere. It reminds me a little bit of cross country in that sense. Try to have fun and just keep working on being the best we can at our individual events.
Last week was ridiculous. This week is going to be crazy. The weather,
yeah.
The weather in the last couple of weeks has got to be pretty nice. You guys got to appreciate that. Getting outside and you're just kind of running around. It's got to be fun. It's got to be a fun atmosphere.
No doubt. Yeah. And this week we had our first meet probably in the 80s, and it was a shock to a lot of our systems. It was our first really long meet of the year from like probably, I think, noon to about 8 o'clock. And some of our guys get those sunburned cheeks and shoulders, and you're feeling pretty gassed by the last of your events. But it is a blessing to be able to get some of this really nice weather without crazy humidity here in Minnesota.
Anything going on with your track team this year that stands out that you're looking at that and you're like going, whoa, where'd that come from?
Yeah. I think some things we were expecting and some things we weren't expecting for sure that have been really big highlights. Steven Feig, his teammates call him Captain America. He's just been having a killer season. He's broken the school record twice in the pole vault. And he's pretty close to breaking the old school record in the 100. But one of his teammates, Savion Severson, who's new to the school district, played football here this year. And he's really come in and been a star for us. He broke the school record also in the 100. So we've had two school records fall down for just like the second time for those particular events in probably the past 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think they're going to, as we get to the end of the season, it gets a little warmer, we're probably going to see those that height at the pole vault go up a little bit more for Steven, and that 100 time probably drop for Savion as well. So other things, our 4x1 and 4x2 relays are hoping that they can maybe throw down a school record, and those have been broken in the past few years by previous teams. Just in the past 2 years, both have been broken, and so it'd be really fun. It's really fun to chase that, and you know, they want those bragging rights against the teammates that they used to had who have graduated and moved on. And it's really fun to see the guys chasing that and motivating each other and pumping each other up for that.
Am I wrong or did I misread this? Is one of the guys, is he a foreign exchange student on your team?
That's a good question. We have, I don't think we have any foreign exchange students. Maybe on the girl side there is, but yeah, no foreign exchange students that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. And maybe I misread that program, that I thought there was something that we had a foreign exchange student came in. Maybe it was the tennis team. That was Eric Swenson. My apologies. Yes.
Oh, that, no worry.
He came out of nowhere, and literally he signed up for the team, and he shines, and it's like, whoa, where'd that kid come from? So, yeah, big surprise that way. So, for you, a couple of okay, so you got two guys that have broke the 100-meter record, and then now you got a guy that's breaking a pole vault record, stuff like that. I mean, did you coach him last year? Did you see this coming?
Steven, we've seen coming for a while. I think, my co-head coach, our co-head coach, Kyle Carinta, likes to say I knew since Steven was a freshman that he was going to be a special athlete. We didn't, you know, you don't know if somebody's going to break a school record, but he just continues to awe us. And every time we get to watch him compete, it's kind of just grateful that we get to work with the type of kid, type of young man, but also the athlete that he is. So we knew he was going to have a big season. Savion, as a transfer student, you watch him play football and do some kick returning and defensive back things in that backfield. And he's a pretty special athlete too. So the second we knew he was going to be coming out for track, we were very excited and thought he would play a big role in kind of reloading some of our sprints. But we do have some newcomers that have really stepped up. We got two freshmen. Sawyer Bruneau is our second best shot putter right now, and Maddox Fredrickson is our number two hurdler as well. So those guys have really stepped up. And then you got guys like Kyle Bolfer, who's a good soccer player, and Louis Voss, who comes to us from the wrestling team, who have really contributed in the sprints and mid distances. And we were not aware that they would bring such talents to the squad, but it's been really great to see.
Awesome. So what's our expectations going forward? How far along are we? I mean, it's already the 10th day of May, so the track team's got to get it together because tournaments are coming.
No doubt. Yeah, we got about a month left to the state meet, but really only two big meets left. We got three total meets left for our varsity athletes, just two left for our JV. at the conference meet, it'd be awesome to get a possible conference championship from a few individuals. And then as a team, definitely move up from where we were last year. We had a really tough conference meet last year down at, I believe it was Mayo. Things just really didn't go the way our team was hoping. And we didn't finish quite as high in the standings as we would have liked. But I think this team can really move ahead and try to get back up into that middle of the pack, where we always want to be competitive and putting our best performances out there. So after that conference meet, we'll go to sections in down in Faribault, and be awesome to get a few relays to state, maybe some individuals, and just have our best performances at the end of the year.
That's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you can ask for. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me. I know you got some stuff you got to take care of this morning. I appreciate the taking the time at least to take a phone call from us, and I'd like to try to get you back on the air again towards the end of the season and kind of see where we're at and see if any more records are being broken on. Any chance they're approaching state record kind of stuff?
Oh, that's a good question. And I'm not sure what those numbers are. That would be something. I think we got a ways to go, but man, they keep impressing me, so I guess we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, maybe next time we talk, we'll be talking about state records. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if they're setting state records, that means Northfield's on the map, and that's good to know. That's always good to see us on top. So, Tyler, thanks again. Enjoy your afternoon. It's going to be absolutely glorious. I don't know where your event is, if it's inside, outside, but hopefully it's outside somehow, because it's just going to be ridiculously beautiful today. Thank you for joining us, and good luck to the team.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Tyler Baylow, head coach of the boys' track team. And we'll take a break. We'll talk about the girls' track team coming up here in just a couple of minutes. They're a little bit ahead of schedule. And we'll catch up with them and Janet Smith and different things like that. So, by the way, if you missed any of the announcement this morning about the head coach of the Northfield Raiders hockey team, you can always go back to the KYMNradio.net. Go over there to KYMNradio.net. Go to programs. Go to today's date. You can go on to the Raider Wrap, click on today's date, and we'll have a recap of those interviews from this morning regarding the retirement of head coach Mike Luckcraft. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more Raiders track coming up here on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, the one, KYMN.
Save water, save money, and help the environment with Northfield's Water Conservation Rebate Program. Get rebates for upgrading to water-efficient appliances like washers, shower heads, toilets, and irrigation controllers. To apply, purchase a qualifying appliance, install it, take a photo, and submit your rebate form, receipt, and photo to the City of Northfield. Learn more at northfieldmn.gov/rebates. That's northfieldmn.gov/rebates.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
As a locally owned business here in our community since 1995, we know what it takes to keep your office complex clean. Hi, this is Beth from Service Master by Iyett. We hire and train the best people in the industry, allowing them to become an extension of your staff. We offer daily, weekly, and monthly janitorial services to over 100 businesses in our community. Call us today at 507-366-7149 and demand the yellow van.
Tanya here from Just Food Co-op. Just Food Co-op has been your local grocer in downtown Northfield for almost 19 years. We are your go-to store for the best produce in town, quick and delicious deli lunch options, and local meats, eggs, and dairy products. Not to mention our beautifully stocked body care and supplements department. Stop in and visit Just Food Co-op. Everyone can shop, anyone can join. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day on Water Street in downtown Northfield. Find us online at justfood.coop.
Rock, blues, reggae, alt country, Americana, jazz, pop, it's all good on 95.1 The One.
The One.
All right, welcome back to the Raider Wrap. It is about 10:40-ish, give or take, 10:41, 10:42, something like that, 10:43 and a half. All right, well, we've got, it's all about track today, well, for the most part. Just got done talking to Tyler Balow, the head coach of the boys track team, and they set a couple of records. And Janet Smith joins me along with Anna Forbert and Anderson Enfield. And a couple of records were set apparently with the girls team. So we were just talking about this off air, Janet, and what can you share about the fact that there were some records set for the girls team too?
Yeah, we've had one broken this year. It was really exciting. We had three girls actually qualify for the Hamlin Elite Meet. And I'll start with... our Emily Beham, one of our captains, went in the 300 hurdles, and she ran great there, having a PR. And Elena French went and threw both the shot and the disc at the Hamlin Elite Meet and did a great job there as well.
That's an invite. You got to get invited to that, right?
You have to get invited. You have to be either top, like, 12 to 16 in an individual event or top 9 in a sprint event. And so... You have to be pretty big-time stuff because that's all mixed together, single A, double A, triple A, all together, top in the state. So that was really exciting. We had those two, and then the record I was about to talk about was Micaiah Patrika. She broke the school record in the mile at the Hamlin Elite Meet, and she did not just break it by a little bit. She broke it by 9 seconds in the mile, and it was a long-standing record. It was 1999. It was previously held by Megan Daymont, and she had it as a 5:10:38, and Micaiah just blasted that out of the park, and she ran a 5:01:26.
Has she been anywhere near that this year?
Yeah, I mean, she's last week we had a strategy at True Team to just go out with the lead pack and sit until the last lap, and then just kick it in and win, and she still ran like a 5:07, I think, that day, or 5:05. So she, even holding back, she's been out there in the realm of being at that pace again. So,
well, you haven't tapered yet, right?
Nope.
So now that you saw her run that, do you guys like look at this and go, oh my God, she could break sub 5.
Yeah. We look at it and go, she's got big things coming for the rest of the season. And we just have to use her wisely in our next couple lineups, and then the focus will then be on state towards the end of the season. In the mile, for sure, and then we'll decide on what other events.
Did she win the event?
She did.
5:01? Got it.
Well, no. She won the event at True Team.
Okay.
And she ended up taking sixth. Sixth at the...
Sixth with the 5:01.
Yep. Sixth with the 5:01.
What was the winner? Anyone remember? Not that you cared, but I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, she's sixth. That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty speedy. But she's right now, she's ranked first in AA in the state for our league. So,
okay.
Pretty exciting.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So is that, where do we have any idea where a state record is these days on a mile?
Last year, I know there was a girl who went 4:52 in the mile in AA. So It's pretty fast.
It's only 9 more seconds. only 9 more. She already captured 9.
It's like 2 seconds a lap.
She already did it once. Come on.
She's just learning still, too, and getting some really good experience up against some tough competition. So,
So, Anna, you were at that meet, too?
No, I was not nearly fast enough to go to Hamlin, but yeah, Kaya, I think it's also notable that she's only a freshman too, so she's very impressed.
And you're a senior.
Kaya. Yeah.
So, but did you go up there for that at all?
Unfortunately, to the Hamlin? No, it was the night before prom, and I was really tired, but we did watch it like live, so yeah.
Did you have to get ready or something? Were you had to get your hair done, get your, something like that? No?
Yeah, I had a very
mental
busy
prep. Mental prep.
Unfortunately, I could not make it to the actual race, but
did you?
We
went to prom. You went to prom.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did you go with a group of friends,
yes,
or
friends.
Or did you have a significant other? Or no. Not that I'm prying. Okay. I just want to. Are you? So you're saying you're available? Just kidding. All right. You're all good. Addison, how about you? Are you running? You're running. How's the shins? Usually, you got some shin splint issues.
No,
legs or stuff.
Yeah, I had previous stress injuries and. Various areas of my legs.
Not just the shins?
No.
All over the place.
Yeah. But they're handling well this year, so.
Okay, so you're feeling pretty good because you're a senior also.
Yes.
So you'll be heading to bigger and better things, I'm assuming. So Gustavus Adolphus for both of you, right?
Yep.
Gustavus Adolphus. So what was the choice for Gustavus? What was that was the deciding factor? Because we talked at cross country time and you weren't sure.
Honestly, I think I got to spend a lot of time with the team up there, and I think the camaraderie that those girls have is super notable, and the coaches there as well. So I think that was kind of my deciding factor.
Was Coach Borath excited to hear that as well?
Okay. Yeah, she was. I think so.
That's good to hear. So how's your season going?
It's going good. I've broken a couple of my PRs. Still waiting on the mile one currently, but...
Where's your mile? What's your range there?
I've ran a 5:25 this season. PR's a 5:21. So we're notching it down.
Okay.
And then, I think just going into the end of the season, I'm going to be kind of focusing on that a little bit more. And like my 400 mostly, because we're going to try and get our 4x4 to state, I think.
Yeah, we have a really good shot in the 4x4 this year. If we can stay healthy, we've got Sydney Livingston, mm-hmm. Emily Beham, Addison, and then Micaiah could really throw down a quality 4x4. They're at 4:10 right now, and state qualifying is 4:05. And we haven't actually ran out those four girls together, and we've ran a 4:10 with another athlete in there. And so we're looking to do big things with that relay. Our 4x8 looks really good. Anna looks really solid in the 2 mile. We just have a really depth of a squad. We've got pole vaulters. We've got, obviously, Elena in the throws. Sydney can do the 100 hurdles and hopefully return to state, and also the long jump. Then we have Amber Mahal in the high jump. Mm-hmm. This is the year. Ani Gottfried is back from qualified for state last year in the pole vault. Mm-hmm. So we have a really deep team. We're lucky to have all the talent spread around. It's just super fun. At True Team, I do want to shout out the different groups that gave us the most points. So we scored 663 points as a team. We placed 7th out of 10, which doesn't sound like much, but when you're in a section that's got the Lakevilles and Mankato's and Rochester schools, like we're a little fish in a big pond there. And we got 7th, and 7th is really good, a good showing for us. We had...
Where is that compared to last year?
Same. About the same. Which we surprised people last year to take 7th. And so to be able to come back and say, yep, we're legit. We're here with you guys is a big deal. So we scored 71 points in the mile. That was our biggest scoring event. But right behind that, we had 3 girls score in the pole vault and make us at 70.5 points. And the 2 mile, we had 70 points in that. So those were our top 3, was the mile, pole vault, and 3,200. And then followed by the 300 hurdles scored us 54 points. We've got a couple of good freshmen, besides for Emily, that can run the 300 hurdles really strong. And then the high jump, we scored 51 points. And then in discus, we scored 50 points. So those were our biggest events, and our two strongest relays there were the 4x4 and the 4x8. So we scored fifth place in both of those, which is, again, in the field of all those schools, the Mankatos, the Lakevilles, the Farmingtons, and everything, we had a good showing. We had to, going into the 4x4, Addison, you want to tell them what we had to do?
So we were in seventh, about, like, I want to say, like, 3 points, maybe, mm-hmm. ahead of Farmington. So we had to, like, beat them in order to stay in seventh place. So that was kind of what we raced for, I think, there. And they ended up throwing down a 410 and beating them by, I don't know how many seconds.
Couple seconds. Yeah. So it was really exciting. It was a decent gap. Yep.
So who won that event, though? Was it so if you guys probably did 410, East. Which you said you're just this close to being off that qualifying time, what was the winning time?
I don't know what the winning time was. I know that, like, most of the teams that were ahead of us were not in our section.
Right. Yeah, we had to be in the other heat. It's just a random sort. It's a random draw of which heat you get put in at True Team.
So you could be running against a completely different class.
I tell them sometimes, like, hey, you're running against ghosties here, too. You don't know who's ahead of you in the other heats.
Yeah.
It's just they don't seed it. They don't right. call it.
Because they run it just time, and it's just time. You're running against time. Is what
especially
you're doing.
For the 4x4, too, because they didn't have original seed. Like, they usually, like, have, like, oh, this group is in lane one, this group is in lane two. But for the 4x4, they didn't have that specifically set until the end, and then they based the 4x4 off of points, off of the who was winning and down.
Yeah.
So the heats were placed based on where you were in the meet at that time.
Yeah.
So for you, Anna, that's 2 mile. Where are you at with your 2 mile? Are you looking for a personal best here coming up, or where are you at?
It's going pretty well. I've had a 2 second personal best this season. I placed third at True Team, which was my same placing as last year, so I was pretty happy with that. And I'm hoping to go to state in the 3200 this year, so... Yeah, but yeah, our section is a lot different than our True Team section. Like, the schools are a lot, like, smaller, so I think that would be, like, an easier meet for
maybe
us.
You can advance.
Yeah, to advance for state is top two individuals, or you have to hit a standard, a time or distance standard. So Anna's definitely could do either one of those things. To be sure, we're going to shoot for time, and then hoping that she also can just be the top two individuals. And
so Makai ran 5:01. So what are you running the two, like 10:04?
No. Yeah. So Kaya is she's not going to do the 2 mile at the section. She's very fast. She would beat.
But
me
what are you?
What,
are you
event.
Getting? Huh? Are you running 10:04? Where
no.
are you running? Huh?
My 11:44.
Okay.
My
that's.
Best.
Still less than a 6 minute mile. That's
and right around 11:30, I think maybe just under 11:30 is a state qualifying time, which is very doable. Mm-hmm. It's a couple seconds per lap. We can keep ratcheting it down, like you talked about taper and things. I think Anna's got that in her for sure.
Do you ever go to, like, some random like hometown event, you know, like when they have defeated Jesse James days or anything like that, and run in the 5Ks and stuff like that, and then like, just blow people away?
We're actually not allowed to do that because it's during the cross country season.
Eventually, she's going to win all the road races someday.
Really? Is that a high school deal, or what is that?
Yeah, when you're in season, you can't participate in an event that's the same distance that you compete in during season. So technically, she could go run like a 10K.
Could, or a 5K right now.
Yeah, or a 5K right now, but we don't really like that because it kind of messes with our training schedule.
Well, I'm sure it does, but you go in and you just blow everyone out, blow everybody away and be like, hey, how about me? You know, getting the paper. So what's coming up?
Baylo probably talked about it, but we have our home meet this week on Tuesday over here at the Carlton Stadium. We're excited to host. We haven't seen Winona yet this year, and they're a big competitor for the girls. They beat us by 4 points last year at sections, so we're scoping.
But they beat you, but you advanced. Or no, the team did
the
not
team,
advance.
We don't do we team second. Advancement. Okay. So we took second in sections by 4 points to Winona. So we're excited to see them. They also are a little sneaky. I don't think they do it on purpose, but they time their own meets and they don't post them onto the same like platform that everybody else does sometimes. So we don't always know what their girls are running. And so it'll be interesting to actually see them head to head on Tuesday. And then also we're hosting Faribault as well. So they also have a couple of very speedy distance girls that we like to keep keep our eye on, along with some good sprinters and hurdlers and throwers. So it'll be a good little triangular if you guys want to check it out. It starts at 4 o'clock. We're doing a little senior recognition before the meet because we are wrapping things up with our JV. They only have 2 meets left, and then we have after that conference and then sections for the varsity. So yeah, looking to finish.
So how do you feel about that, Anna?
Yeah,
it's you've been running a long time. You've been running a long time for Northfield and a lot of people that you've grew up with.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like bittersweet for sure, but yeah, I'm still excited for like the end of the season, all the like fun meets that we have, and conference and sections should be really fun. So, yeah.
With everything that's going on, I mean, you just had prom, now you got graduation coming up, and you've got these meets, and I don't know, are you, but then your curriculum, I mean, your studies.
Yeah, we've had a lot of AP tests these last couple of weeks. There's just been a lot of school stuff going on, and they've had senior awards night and, you know, band and choir and all the thing in orchestra, like a lot of stuff. The kids are burnt out this time of year.
Right.
It's I shouldn't say burnt out. They're overextended. Mm-hmm. They're very talented kids in lots of areas of their life. They've had, you know, the arts a la carte and like, just so many things. And so they're blessed with lots of gifts and talents, but at the same time, they have a lot going on. So it'll be nice when things start calming down a little bit and we can just finish the year off.
When are they calming down? Come on.
Well, they graduate on June 2nd, is it?
June 1st.
Yeah. And then we still have...
Run state on...
Yeah, we still have things after that, and they won't have school. They won't have... You know, it'll be nice if we can get kiddos to state to be able to just... focus on one thing and finish the year.
Well, if they qualify
really
for state, state's first week of June, isn't it?
Well, so weirdly enough, they had a conflict with the event or the site this year. And so we don't run at or compete at state until the 11th and 12th.
Ooh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
so you graduate in the 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think state is like a week and a half after sections this year, which is like a lot like longer of a wait than
when
normal,
are you thinking of going to St. Peter, like in August?
August 15th, I think.
You've already got your target date.
I think that's the day that that our like camp starts for cross country.
So it gives you just a couple of months from state to there, and away you go. So you're gonna do lacrosse there. You're gonna run, obviously track too. Did they recruit you for track, or is that something that was just something you want to do when you get there?
I mean, I guess they recruited us for, like, both, but it's D3, so we don't get scholarships for athletics, but yeah.
None. No. No money funded there, huh?
Nope.
You just got to be a cool athlete.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be fun. A little motivation, hopefully some self-motivation there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addison, how about you? And you're obviously finishing up your high school career, but what do you want to do with St. Peter? Anything? You want to achieve anything? You want to run? Do you want to...
Yeah, I'm running both cross-country and track. Yeah, I think I'm deciding that I'm going to double major in art education and psychology. So I'll be doing both the sports and both majors.
Right. So that's going to be, that's a full load. That's a lot. Are you taking pre-college stuff right now?
I'm in AP classes and so those are college credits if you pass the tests.
If you pass the test, you made that sound like you pass the test.
Well, but they're challenging. You have to. Yeah. They get scored on a 1 to 5 scale, and a lot of colleges you have to get a 4 or 5 to be accepted for that credit. Otherwise, they're still getting a really good course and rigor out of taking a class. They have to score so high to get college specific credit.
But your senior year, it's all study halls anyhow. So
right.
Huh?
No. Unfortunately not.
Not for these kids.
I hear a lot of them. They talk about, you know, they're going to just knock it out of the park, you know, through junior year and a senior year. They'll take 2-3 classes throughout the year, you know, kind of keep it a soft load and stuff like that. But not you guys, huh? Take both got full loads?
I'm in 5 classes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm in 6, but it's not too difficult, though. I don't know. Not senior sliding too bad yet.
I am.
I am, she says. Okay. Well, you've already been accepted into the college, right? So, I mean, everything's cool.
I still have to keep my grades up.
Yeah, but. I was going to say, because you can't fail out your last semester, and then, right? Are they going to, like, okay, you're gone.
They got to stay eligible for participation in sports. Too,
Okay, gotcha. So there is some eligibility in the college ranks as well.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of keep that up. But what is the eligibility in high school these days? What is the criteria?
You have to be passing all your classes and be on track to graduate to be eligible every season.
When you say passing, is that a... I mean, literally a 2.0, 1.5.
Like, I don't know the GPA.
Do they have a 4.0 GPA anymore?
Yeah, we do.
You're still running the fours?
It'd be like D's and higher. You have to be getting D's and higher. So,
Oh, okay. Well,
we don't worry about that with these two.
I'm guessing not. Not so much. But been fun having you guys on. Thanks, Anna. You've been kind of a face to the radio as well throughout the years. So thanks for coming in all the time.
Yes,
thank you. Did you get paid for this? Did they give you anything special, or you just love doing it?
I don't know.
It's a favor to coach.
And you said you had all this run this morning and everything, and I tried to schedule you in at 10:40, and you ended up showing up early anyhow.
I know. We got our track workout done early, so we were here.
Did you guys do breakfast? Because you always do.
No, not this time.
Leo Saline brought cookies for us, though.
Yep. Shout out to Leo
for his oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
You had them, or you still have them available?
Oh, no. They've been consumed.
Oh, gone. Out of here. Gone. He only made so many.
Whole container, yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. We'll see you hopefully again to give you even more good news for the end of the season.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. Give me something to talk about in June.
All right, we will. Huh?
Some state title kind of stuff? What do you think?
Maybe.
Anna, what do you think? You think you can score in the state if you make it to state?
I don't know. I know we have a lot of other girls that are very talented that definitely could.
Is it again?
Kaya and Emily and Sydney.
Sections, whatever, if you place in the top two, moves.
Nine score. It depends on if we're at a track that has 9 lanes or 8 lanes, I think.
But when you get to state, isn't it like...
It's a 9-lane
It's a qualifier,
track.
Right? You do the qualifier, and if you advance in the top 8, then that's where you compete, right?
Yeah. I think it's a 9-lane track, so they scored podium as top 9.
Okay. But is there a pre-qualifier or no? That's it.
It depends on the event. Okay. So like even the 4x4 has a prelim. You have to make it to the finals for that. Because there's time standards, they do have to whittle down the sprints to those top 9 teams so then they can go head-to-head on the second day of the meet. So yes, so everything, even up through the 800, has prelims. But the only two races that don't have prelims are the mile and the 3200.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yep. And you're going to compete in one of those. You're going to compete.
We're hoping.
We'll see.
We're hoping.
No guarantees, but we're working hard.
I mean, that's 520, something like that. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty decent. Do you think that's enough to get you up there? Or?
You know, in the section right now, Micaiah's number one, obviously. And then there's a few other girls who are around. One of the girls, Nora Hansen, who's run a 518 this year. So she's a little bit faster than me. And then there's a drop down to... I think I'm third in the section right now with my 525, but then there's a couple girls that are like 525, 526. So I think I'm going to maybe try and shoot for the place in that. The time standard is a 510, so that seems a little bit out of reach.
Yeah, she would have had to break the old school record to go to state with that time standard. So we're hoping top two if we end up deciding to use her there, or if we're going to load up our 4x8 and go for it
Haven't really decided. We'll get more people to state.
We have to see how it's panning out and what everybody in the section's looking like and take a guess of where to load all our talent up. So, yeah, it'll be exciting.
So in a mile, obviously, you know, that's it's kind of a pace, kind of a run. In the 4x, that's more of a sprint for you.
Yeah, the 4x8... It's not a full sprint. Like, the 400 is just a sprint. The 400 you just run. The 800 is more of a... I think it's still kind of a pacing thing, too. Your first lap should be a little bit faster than your second lap, but it's
not the other way around.
No, usually
you don't take it easy in that first four and then kick it? No?
You're supposed to run them so that your first lap is 2 seconds faster than your second lap. That's what they say is your body should be able to handle and be able to go at your top speed.
And sustain.
Yeah.
And be able to hang in there at whatever. And then is there something at the end of it then that you try to, like, you know?
Well, you try to give it your everything with the last, you know, 150 left and kick it down. But your body's...
breaking
so
down
much,
at that
yeah,
point?
Yeah, your body has so much lactic and so much in it that it's hard to finish off a race.
So it's a chemical. There's chemical-based science behind all that, too. Yep. So internally or whatever, it doesn't matter how much water you drank beforehand. Doesn't matter if you had a Snickers bar. It doesn't matter, really. I mean,
and that's why we went to the track today and we tried to simulate building up the lactic in our bodies so we can race fast when that happens and running through it. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll live vicariously through all of you.
Sounds
How's that?
Great.
Okay, you guys just keep running and keep me in shape.
Sounds good.
Yes,
we will.
You know what I mean?
That's how it works.
That's how it works. Okay.
All right.
Ladies, thanks.
Thank you.
See you again.
Good luck. We'll see you soon. Yeah. Bye now. Okay. There it is. Anna Forber, Jenna Smith, and of course, Addison Enfield from the girls' track team. We're going to take a break, I believe. And when we come back, I think we got some Meet the Raiders still going on yet this morning. So stick around. More to come here on the Raider app.
South Soda, Benjamin Franklin, 1 hour, and Mr. Sparky, how can we come through for you today?
Yeah, my AC isn't working right. Can you give it a tune-up?
Not cooling at all, or not cooling like it should?
Yeah, no, it's still blowing kind of cool, just not too good. Plus, it kind of makes this weird noise, like a Sasquatch howling, you know?
Absolutely, positively. If you're south of the cities, skip the pretties, quit your drooling, and call South Soda Cooling. We'll give your AC a tune-up, and if it needs more than that, we can fix that, too.
Good deal. Send them on over.
At South Soda 1 Hour Cooling, we'll give your AC the tune-up it needs to run strong all summer, to include deep cleaning your coils, checking pressures, temperatures, and electronics, and generally recalibrating back to factory specs. Your system will be running like a purring Sasquatch. We guarantee it.
The Absolutely Positively people at SouthSoda.com.
Well, welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Just wanted to extend the opportunity once again for anybody who wants to listen back to today's programming. You can certainly do it. It is available to you on kymnradio.net. Go to the program, click on today's date, and then look at the Raider Wrap, and you'll be able to find all of the interviews from this morning, including the Tyler Balow interview with the boys' track team, which, again, they have set a couple of high school records this year, along with Janet Smith and Anna and Addison for joining us this morning on the girls' track team, as you can hear back some of that as well. And, of course, the announcement of the retirement of head coach Mike Lutcraft from the Northfield High School boys' hockey team, the winningest coach in high school history. And as he steps down for the 25-26 season, we're still waiting to see who's going to take over that position for next year. But a lot of excitement, a lot of opportunity going forward with the new arena coming and this high school with, you know, when you talk about the Northfield Raiders now, it's like, oh, here comes the Raiders into your arena. And that's always something that each high school has to look at. And they recognize that Northfield is starting to be kind of, you know, one of those high schools that are right on top of a little bit of everything. So, with that said, KYMNradio.net. Didn't receive any emails today regarding any questions. Studio@KYMNradio.net. You can send us an email anytime you like. Studio@KYMNradio.net. Whether you're talking about sports, weather, current events, whatever the case may be, KYMN Radio is there for you and the community. We look forward to hearing from you at studio@KYMNradio.net. Please send your emails to us. We'll try to answer any questions that you may have. Again, special thanks, Mike Lutcraft, Tyler Balow, Janet Smith, Anna Forbert, and Addison Enfield for joining me this morning on this week's Raider Wrap. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. And next week is the 17th of May, and we might have an encore production coming up for that next week, but we'll see how that all that pans out, if you will. So we'll just kind of see where that goes and where it comes from and how that all shapes up for next week. But in the interim, Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet the 10th day of May. Take care, everyone. Enjoy the day. It's just going to be glorious.
95.1 FM, AM 1080. This is KYMN Radio in beautiful downtown Northfield.